You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday and happy almost June. Gemini season is in full swing. My birthday's around the corner, so watch out. Just kidding. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Friday Features. We have a really special segment for you guys today. But before we get into that, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. If you work on music in any capacity, DistroKid is about to be your new best friend, and I promise you that. Their service gets your music on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, helps you get verified artist pages, and even assists you in reaching a larger audience. And as if they aren't already perfect, DistroKid does not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. All of the money that you earn from streaming goes straight to you. All you have to do is pay an affordable annual membership fee, and you can even use my discount code for 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra or click the link on my link tree, which is all over social media, and you'll get the discount. Go get DistroKid, put your music out everywhere online, and stop hesitating because they are a service worth collaborating with. Now, let's bring it back to today's segment. We're chatting with Zach Hood and getting to the bottom of one of my favorite songs right now, Isabel. Yep, we're spilling the tea on that track. We're also chatting about dream collaborations, goals for this year, and what listeners can expect to hear from him soon. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Zach Hood. Zach, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing amazing. I'm chilling. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's raining in New York, which sucks, but I'm sure you're probably somewhere a lot nicer. So tell me about the better weather that you're probably experiencing.
Yeah, I'm in LA. We never get rain. I'm from Alabama, so like I'm very used to rain, so I kind of miss it. So I don't know. How was New York? Do you like New York?
I do. I've lived in Jersey actually my whole life. So going in and out of New York, always. I love being here. I also lived in LA for a little bit, but you know, I just have so much love for New York. I cannot go back to LA full time, but I do love visiting. So, and it's great for, you know, artists and the entertainment world. So I totally get why everyone loves it. Just, yeah. I can't cheat on New York, but I know you're from Alabama, like you said, and there's a huge festival literally happening just around the corner, the Hangout Music Festival, Gulf Shores. Tell me about that, because I know you're going to be there and your fans are probably so excited to see you. So tell me how excited you are to finally perform. This COVID thing seems to be going away. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, I'm going to talk in reverse, so I'm going to get there, but it'll make sense in the end. So I started singing when I was like junior year in high school, because my ex-girlfriend told me to like start posting videos on TikTok, and so I did that, blah, 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 blah. I ended up going to Hangout Fest like 2019, like right after I graduated high school, and that was like the first time I've ever been to like a concert or like anybody like performing live like in front of my face, and the first person I saw was Bryce Vine, which I actually ran into at a party like 4 days ago. It was like this Rolling Stone magazine party. And I ran up to him. I was like, bro, like you do not understand like what is happening. And I like gave him the whole spiel like I'm giving you. But yeah, I went to Hangout Fest. I saw Bryce Vine. And I was like, oh my God, like I want to do this so bad. And I used to work at the Hangout restaurant, which is also insane. And I lived like 30 minutes away from Hangout Fest. So it's like it's a whole local thing. And fast forward 3 years later, I'm now performing at the festival. So it's like a full circle just like came around. It's very surreal. All my friends, all my family is going to be there. I feel the love. It's going to be amazing.
That is so awesome. And Bryce is such a cool guy. I've chatted with him a couple of times and he's just the best. So I totally understand. So what songs are you most excited to perform? Because obviously your fans have a bunch of favorites, but you wrote them. You sing them. So Which ones are you most excited to get on stage and perform at the festival? What can they look forward to hearing from you while you're there?
I love all of them. I do have one baby though. I'd say Flashbacks and of course Isabel. Flashbacks being because, I don't know, I'm going to be with my family and like they've never like seen me perform at all. So that would all, like, it's also going to be like a cool thing to like experience. But yeah, Flashbacks, definitely. I'm going to try not to cry because it's a very, very sad song, but I'm not going to look at my mom or my brother. I'm going to turn around and sing that song. But Isabel, of course, I think people are going to know the words. I recently went on tour and like a lot of people were like singing it back to me, which was surreal. And then also a cover that I'm playing. It's Mr. Brightside.
Oh my God. I would be so excited to see that. I love that song. Who doesn't love that song? So
exactly.
You'll definitely get them going with that one. And 100% Isabel, like if you don't know that song, you're living under a rock.
Exactly.
one of my friends, every time I visit her, it doesn't matter. Like it's been months. Like I saw her, you know, 6 months ago, whatever. She still plays it in the car all the time. And that's, I'm like, oh my God, I love this song. She's like, I can't stop listening to it. So, they're definitely going to sing along to that. That's definitely going to be very special. And also super exciting. The lineup is crazy. Post Malone, Halsey, Doja Cat, like everyone is going to be there.
I really hope I meet Doja Cat, bro. I so badly want to meet her. Just like say hello and then I'll leave. I'll walk away and be, I can just brag to all my friends and be like, guess who I met? Doja Cat.
I mean, that's just like the epitome of I made it. Like hanging out with Doja Cat and being like, listen, we both performed at the same festival. It doesn't get any better than that. Like, who doesn't love Doja Cat? That's crazy. So I was going to ask you who else you're excited to see, but obviously Doja. Anyone else that you're like, I need to watch this set?
Definitely Posty. I will be there for Post Malone. Oliver Tree is awesome. Another TikTok alumni, Sueca, would be cool to see. There's a lot of people that that came from TikTok, which is a cool thing. It's a cool thing to see, like, most of them kind of like caught traction during COVID. I know they're going to have a lot of fun with it. So I'd love to see them perform.
Yeah, literally so many amazing people. The lineup's better than Coachella. Like, I don't know what people were doing going to Coachella because all my friends were like, oh, I'm going to Coachella. I'm like, no, man, like you should be going to this one. Honestly, I should have went to this one, but I feel like they don't even like advertise it that much for people that don't live in the area. So when I saw the lineup, I was like, damn, I really missed out.
That's the thing. Not a lot of people, like a lot of people know about it, but like not like, like over the States, like not a lot of people know about it. And it sucks because like everyone should know about this festival. Like I've been once, but it was the most fun I've ever had like in a long time. Like I said, like we graduated, like we got a house full of like my senior friends. Like it was just the best time of my life. Like we would toot up and go out and listen to music and it was amazing.
That is amazing. We did the same thing, but with Governor's Ball in New York, let me tell you, the lineup wasn't even half as good as this one. So, and we had so much fun. So I can only imagine. But yeah, 100%, I'm checking this one out for next year because I'm like, what are people doing at Coachella? Like this is where it's at.
It's on the beach. Like you're literally just walking on the beach. Like you can just grab like a lemonade or whatever and go listen to your like favorite artist just like vibing out on the beach, catching a tan. Like you can't beat
it. It doesn't get any better. Like, who wants to be in a desert? Like, I never understood the whole Coachella thing, but like, that's a different story. Exactly. Miss me with that. But that kind of brings me to my next question, because I know you mentioned TikTok and you totally popped off on there, like all of these followers, like well over a million. So tell me a little bit about like doing this during the pandemic and seeing how it just kind of took off. Now everyone is listening to your music, streaming your music. Like it's not just a TikTok thing anymore. You're literally performing at this festival with Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion. So tell me about how that kind of took off and your reaction.
I've been singing my whole life, but I started taking it serious like the beginning of junior year in high school. And my ex-girlfriend, she downloaded TikTok, and before that it was Musical.ly. So like she already had it on her phone and it turned to TikTok, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody started hopping on it. I didn't know anything about it, but she told me to download it and just like post these singing videos I'd been posting on Instagram. So like, I kind of just like switched over to TikTok and just did that. Like just played at the piano, like these little like covers and stuff. Yeah. I played piano on there and I sang and I used like the same chord. So it was kind of like repetitive, but like people liked it. Like it was like my niche. Like I would play these like emo three liners. Like I would come up with these songs like on the spot, and I did that for like a year. And I remember the first one that blew up, it was called Drought. We were gonna release it, but we ended up not. And it's funny because like people like to this day That video is like 2.5 years old. A lot of people still ask for that song. And I'm like, how do you remember that? Like, it's insane. Yeah, I started doing that. And then my manager came to me. He was like, this is one of the first things that he, like, someone in the industry ever told me, something that, like, I held on to. Do you want to be an influencer with artistry, or do you want to be an artist with influence? And I was like, definitely the second one. And so I just, like, kind of ran with that. And I told my mom, I told my family, like, I was like, look, like, this is what's going on. Like, I'm gaining, like, traction and stuff. And then I met my manager, Johnny Joffe. We talked about, like, setting up sessions and, like, getting in the studio. And the first time I came to LA, it was the first time that, like, I ever, like, really traveled. Like, growing up, I never really traveled around besides the South, like Tennessee, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, like, just, like, those areas in Georgia. But yeah, I flew to LA. We got in a session. One of the first sessions that I did was Flashbacks, and we literally wrote that song in not even like 25 minutes. And it's still to this day my favorite song I've ever written in my life. It's very sentimental, means a lot. Not even like a week and a half later, I met this girl at a party, and we hung out for like the weekend. And it was like one of the first people like I ever like really like hung out with, and like was like, oh, okay, like not everyone out here is a dickhead, or like not everyone out here is like a mean like person. But
so true.
Yeah. No, I met her, and then I went back to the studio, and like I told them, I was like, I didn't say it as if like I wanted to write a song about it. I was like, yeah, dude, I met this like chick. Like we were just like vibing and cooling out and stuff, just like driving around, having a good time. And both of my friends, my manager, Johnny, and the producer, Jaden Seeley, they were both like, bro, like we should write a song about that. And I was like, no. Like, I was like, don't make me do this. And then they ended up talking me into it. I was like, dude, I just met the chick. But yeah, long story short, that song turned into Isabel, which is insane. And now we're just vibing out, just making new music. A song comes out in 11 days. It's called Lonely Isn't the Word for This. Everything that comes to me, it's insane. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm from Alabama. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just vibing everything out. But yeah.
I love it. Oh my God. That is the best. That's such a great story. So I have to ask, was her name actually Isabel or no? Was that just like the filler name?
No, her name was Isabel.
Wow. So did she reach out to you after that came out, or did you tell her?
So I showed her after, and she loved it. Like, she was like screaming. She was like, oh my God, no way. And yeah. And then like 2 weeks later, she moved to Cuba, and Spain, not Cuba. I always say that. I don't know why. Spain. Yeah, we just didn't ever like really speak again or like talk again. But then like she moved back to LA, and like we hung out like a couple more times. But yeah, she's cool. But yeah, we just don't really talk.
Well, at least you got a great song out of it.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Shout out to Isabel. Yeah, you never know with these songs, because people will like mention names, and I'm like, I need to know, like, was this the name or did you make up a name? Because I'm like, how do people pick these fake names?
Yeah, not a lot of people knew, like, it was a real story. When I told them, they, like, their eyes lit up. I was like, what, bro? I was like, then I kind of got it, because in the industry, like, people do make up things and stuff. But it is cool that it's a real story. It makes the song, like, that much better.
100%. Yeah, people love that track. It's the biggest one on Spotify right now. So good. With that being said, you have obviously others that have millions and millions of streams. Like, it's insane. Do those numbers ever get wild to you, or do you not think of them as, like, you know, it's 60 million listens on the track of yours, or you're just kind of like, that's crazy? Like, how do you view that when you're looking at these streams?
Yeah, it's funny, because like going into it like really early, Isabel was my second song that I ever released, and for it to do what it did, like I'm new to like everything, so I didn't know what was going on. But like all my team around me was like, dude, like, you like, do you get what's happening right now? Like, oh my God, like everyone's like freaking out. Like when we got on Pop Rising, like in the second day Isabel was released, I was like, yeah, like cool. And it like, they're like, dude, like this is like one of the biggest playlists ever. Like you, like, do you, how are you not happy right now? I was like, I don't know, bro. Like I don't know what's going on, but I feel like now that I'm sitting here, like looking at the numbers, I'm like, holy shit. Like that's like a lot of fucking people. So like now I'm like taking it in, but it's wild. It's insane. I always like look up like the population of my hometown, like Daphne, Alabama, and like I divide it within the streams. I'm like, oh my God, that's like so many Daphnes.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous, dude. It's wild.
I would never think to do that, but that's such a cool way of thinking about that.
Yeah.
So many streams and fans loving your music on TikTok, on Spotify, Apple Music. They're everywhere, Instagram. So yeah. Where do you love connecting with fans most? Because I know everyone kind of has that one platform that they're like, my fan base knows, like, we hang out on Twitter or we're commenting back and forth on TikTok. So where can they go or where do you like to connect with them?
Am I allowed to say in person?
100%. COVID's over, I think. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're chilling. Definitely in person. But if I had to say a social media platform, I'd probably say Instagram, because like I check my DMs a lot. I like always message people back. But on TikTok, it kind of gets like lost and stuff because like there's more like things going on. But I can keep up with Instagram. Instagram's a good spot for me.
That's good. So I know you said in person. Are you hoping to meet fans at the festival coming up? Do you think that's going to be one of your goals?
I want to meet every single person I possibly can and just like talk to them and just be like, I don't know. In my set, I'm going to try not to sound like Gary Vee, but like I'm going to like get my point across and be like, please do what you're supposed to do in this one life. Like just get after it. But I don't know. I just want to meet everyone. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We love that. But speaking of, you know, kind of the music and other people, you have such a like specific sound, but on top of it, when I'm listening to your music, I'm like, okay, he would sound great collaborating with so-and-so, or yeah, this would be good. Like I could see a remix of this featuring, you know, someone else. So who's on your list? Because I know you must love so many musicians. I know just from hearing you speak, you must love Post Malone. Tell me about your dream collaboration list.
This is very hard because like a lot of people don't know, but like I listen to like a lot of rap. I listen to everything. I listen to rap, country, pop, R&B. Like I am all over the place. One of the first people that ever like made me start singing was Bruno Mars. Doo-Wops and Hooligans, that album, really like connected with me. So I would definitely say Bruno Mars would be like a cool like kind of like weird thing to like happen. But like you said, Post Malone, ding ding ding, he's insane. I really like Lauren Spencer Smith is killing it right now too. Her voice is incredible. I'd say Kid Laroi, he's literally killing it. Number one artist in my opinion. Shawn Mendes is an amazing freaking singer. He always has been. He's a really big inspiration of mine too. So say him. Chelsea Cutler. I could literally go on forever. But yeah, I would love to work with everyone, bro. Like I love the music industry and like what it offers with like meeting new people and just like making friends, and you get to make music and like do what you love. So it's a good time.
That is a really solid list. Like all amazing artists that are, like you said, killing it right now. The music just seems to keep coming out. I know you're dropping something soon. Can fans look forward to like a full length project anytime soon? Is that in the works, like even an EP, or can they look forward to like a string of singles coming this summer? What do you have planned that you can tease without getting in trouble?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not allowed to say, but I will say that yes, we are working on a lot of music. Hopefully an EP will be out by the end of this year.
So that's very exciting. Obviously, yeah. Like a body of work is like the biggest thing.
Exactly, bro. I cannot wait for that, bro. I'm going to be like so hyped up when that releases. I'm going to be like, what's the song? Like, what's everybody going to like go to? I don't know. It's going to be awesome.
And then all the fans being like, this is the best song. No, it's this one. So that's also super exciting. And then when it comes to, I guess, plans for the rest of this year as a final question, what do you hope to accomplish as an artist or do? Like, are you hoping to get on the road and do more shows? Are you just trying to make music? What's on your agenda before this year ends? Because we're almost halfway through and it's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely say do more shows. That's like the most fun I've ever had like in my life. Like it's like no other feeling. Like before you go on stage, like I'm about to throw up. And then when I get out there, I just forget about everything. It seems cliche, but it's the truth. So definitely doing more shows. And something not to do with music, I'd probably say make LA feel more like home, because like, I don't know, I'm a really big family person. Like being away from Alabama is very like hard on me, but definitely like settling in and like trying to hone in on, like, I can't go anywhere, so like, you better deal with it kind of thing. But yeah, make LA feel more like home, meet new people, collaborate. Yeah, just have fun with it. Keep making music.
That's a really solid plan. Honestly, that's like more things that I can think of in my own life. So I'm like, wow, that's great. And then I guess for new fans, I know that I said that was the final question, but now I just thought of a fun one. Sure. What's something that, you know, people that just discovered your music may not know about you?
A lot of people don't know I'm from Alabama. So like a fun fact kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Like people are like, I have to eat my pizza with ranch. And I'm like, wow, me too.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I can't. I literally did it yesterday. That's funny. I would say I'm really good at video games. I'm weirdly good at video games. Like all my friends, like they, like even my manager, he hates playing me because like I always beat him. I'm like, bro, like I can't do anything about it. I'm like born with a talent, you know? But no, I'm weirdly good at video games. I feel like that's cool.
Yeah, if that's going to be the new thing.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Shout out to Ranch on Pizza for everyone that loves that.
No,
you're cool. No, that's disgusting. That's an automatic cancellation, but Ranch, we're good. So exactly. Thank you so much, Zach, for taking the time to chat.
Thank you. I appreciate this. This has been fun.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. As always, massive thank you and shout out to Zach for joining us today. Be sure to follow Zach Hood on social media to stay up to date with everything he has going on. And yeah, that's about it. Go enjoy the start of summer. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. Break it slow. Break itself. No, I never knew a heart could break itself.